You're holding up Chesam at base. Get in the middle of the shaila about Shluchei Mitzvah, are they Nezukim or not? If you're going to do a mitzvah, do you have to be afraid that you'll be harmed on the way or not? So the Gemara said, on the way for sure not. Then the Gemara said, shaila, what about Nezel? What about coming back home? So he said, the second line of the big lines, Itmam Reb Loza, Shluchei Mitzvah and Nezukin, Loi Balichosen, you won't have any harm coming to you when you're going, but Loi Bachasirosen, and not when you're coming back home either. You don't have to be afraid. You can come back home. This Talmud is allowed to go back home at night, because since he went for a mitzvah, he could go home at night. Zemur Keman, who's he go like? Ki Hai Tana. The Tanya Isi Ben Yudu Aime. Isi Ben Yudu says, Kalafi Shomru Torah, since the Torah says, that when a person goes to Eilu Regal, you leave your house in Eretz Yisrael, then you go up to Yerushalayim for Yom Tif, for Sukkot, or for Pesach. So the Pesach gives you avtocha, like gives you a promise, nobody will take away your land. When you leave your house, people won't want to take away your house from you. Is Malamed, we learn from here, that when you come home, you're going to find your par, you're going to find your ox pasturing nicely. And a chaya won't come in and ruin it. Won't be mazikit. Tanagolosko menakeros biyashpa. Your tanagolos, your chickens, will be menake, like biting, biyashpa near the garbage. And that's the way it's supposed to. V'yein chulda mazikosa. And a chulda, the weasel, won't come and kill the tanagol. Mashma, weasel could kill a tanagol. But here there's avtocha, nothing will happen to your chickens. So that's what the Torah tells you. That when you go up to Eilu Regal, go to Yerushalayim, don't be afraid, nothing will happen to your property. So the Mor of Aloy, Devorim Kal B'choyma. Uma Eilu, Shedarkin Lozuk, Eino Nizukin, Madach, these things, that usually things do happen. Like a weasel does come knead up the chicken. Or else a chaya, a wild beast, does come knead up the porus. Here the Torah says nothing will happen to you. And this is your property. There is either your field, or your para, your ox, or else your chickens. Is Bnei Yodam, the person himself, Shein Darkin Lozuk. It's not so usual that you should get harmed. Like Rashi says, because you have a mazel. A person has a mazel that protects him. Is Alachas Kama Bekama. For surely, nothing will happen to you when you're doing this mitzvah of going Eilu Regal, going to Yerushalayim, on the Yom Tovim. Is Emli Yela Balicha. We only know when you go up to Yerushalayim, to Eilu Regal, nothing will happen to you. The Chazori Minayin. How do we know when you come back home, also nothing will happen to you? Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, Ufanisa Baboika. Like after you were in Yerushalayim for the Yom Tif, after Pesach, the Torah says, the next day, go home. Ufanisa Baboika, turn the next day, V'yolachta Liolecha, and you go back home. Malamet, from here we learn, Shetelach, you go home, V'timsa Olecha B'sholem, and you're going to find your tent in peace, nothing happened to your tent. So you see what? Even going back home also, nothing will happen while you're going home. So the Gemara v'chi miyachad afilu b'chazira. Once we have a pasuk to say, even when you're going home, like the mitzvah already finished, still no hezek, no harm will happen to you. The alichol omuli. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me that when you leave your house and go to Yerushalayim, while you're going to do the mitzvah, no harm will happen? Like for sure, no harm will happen. Madach, when you're coming back home after the mitzvah, no harm will happen. Pshita, when you're going. So the Gemara l'kli Rabami. I need this pasuk for Rabami. The Yom Rabami. Kol Adam Sheyesh Lo Karka. Somebody that owns Karka in Eretz Yisrael is Eilu L'Regel. Then he has the Chiyah to go Eilu L'Regel. Mashenke in the Chiddush is V'Shein Lo Karka. If somebody does not own land in Eretz Yisrael, the Locher is Ein Eilu L'Regel. He does not have a Chiyah to go Eilu L'Regel. That's why the first Pasuk says V'Lo Yachmod Ish Yatartecho. Like to teach us which person has a Chiyah to go Eilu L'Regel on Yom Tif if you have land. And the Pasuk promises you, nothing will happen to your land. Mashmi, if you don't have land, then you have no chiyuv to be Eilu Regal. And that's what we had before, Tosfos brought down before, one of the roots of why Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira did not go to Eilu Regal, and one teretz was because he didn't own any land. Now the Gemara says here, only if you own land, do you have a chiyuv to go Eilu Regal. Omer Rav Avin. Omer Rav Avin ba Rav Ada. Omer Rav Yitzchak. Mifnei ma ein peiros genusa v'yushlayim. How come you don't have these very sweet, special pears called genuser? How come they don't grow in Yerushalayim? They grow in other places in Eretz Yisrael, but not in Yerushalayim. How come? The Rashi says, "Behind Kineres, Hashem Medina Eretz Yisrael." Kineres, that's the name of the city in Eretz Yisrael, and that's where these pears grow. Is how come they don't grow in Yerushalayim if they're such good pears? So the Gemara, Kadesh Lo Yehi Oyler Regolim Oimrim. Today, that when the people go Oyler Regol, they should not say to themselves, that you know why we went to Eilu Regel, you know why in Pesach we went to Yerushalayim, because Ilmolei lo yalinu, if not for this fact, Elo lecho peres genuse Yerushalayim dayenu. That the only reason why we went up to Eilu Regel is because there's such nice, sweet peres there, we want to eat from those peres, that's the reason why we went. So Nimtza, if that would be the case, it would come out that Aliyah Shlo Lishmo, that the people are going to Eilu Regel with not the right kavanah, Shlo Lishmo, not the right way. So therefore Hashem made it that in Yerushalayim they don't have anything extra special good there. That the people should not say, the reason why I'm going on a regal is because I want to taste those Gevaltika peres there. That's why Hashem didn't make the peres in Yerushalayim. So Mashma from here, if that would have been your kavon, like you're only going to enjoy the peres, it could be you were mekayim the mitzvah. The mitzvah you did, the ma'aseh, you went on a regal. But vice versa, B'chon is medayik, that you won't have the shmirah of shluche mitzvah. To be a shluche mitzvah, you're going to do a mitzvah, you have to have kavanah, I'm going to do a mitzvah. But if your kavanah is just to enjoy the sweet peres there, you don't have the kavanah l'shmo, you won't have the shmirah of the mitzvah. It will not watch you. You won't have the p'tur, you won't have the shmirah of shluche mitzvah in the zokin. But about the mitzvah you did, like the ma'aseh, you went there the regal. Who are doing the same thing? Omer Abdoi Stoiv Rab Yanan. Mifnei Ma'ein Chamei Tver Yerushalayim. How come the hot springs of Tveria are not in Yerushalayim? Since Yerushalayim, like a Dira Kodesh, it should pass that there should be the hot springs. How come they're only in Tveria and not in Yerushalayim? So the more the same shot, Kadesh Loyhe Oyler Regolim Oimrim, that the people to go to Yerushalayim on Yom to go to Eilu Regel, they should not say, Il Mole Loyalinu, Ela Lirchot Pechamei Tveria Dayenu. Like they say, you know why we went to Eilu Regel? Not to do the mitzvah to bring the kavanos there, but we went Pasha to go to the hot springs. That's why we went to Yerushalayim. We went to the Chamin there. So therefore, with him to Saliyah Shlo Lishmo, when it come out that people will go to Eilu Regel, it's not Lishmo, it's not the right kavanah. So Hashem didn't want to give us such a big nisayin, he didn't make Chamei Tveria in Yerushalayim. That's why he didn't do it. So therefore, when we go to Yerushalayim, our Rika kavanah is why? Today, to mekayim the mitzvah, to bring kavanahs there, to mekayim rias tonei Hashem. Right, the Mishnah says, Ovameh Omru Beishuris. Now the Mishnah says that where do you have to check? In the warehouse, and where in the warehouse? Two rows. The Maramartif Manda Chashmei. Like, how come a Mishnah starts talking about a warehouse of wine? Who's talking about a Martif? That means a warehouse of the wine. Now the Gemara, Chasur Manda Chashmei, Hochikoma. This is what really the Mishnah should have been saying. That Kol Mokam, this is what the Mishnah says. Kol Mokam Shei Machdisim Boi Chometz. Any place that you know for sure, you never brought chametz in there throughout the year, is Ein Tzorch Bedika. You should know before Pesach, you do not have to check out that room. The Yitzvah's Yain Vreitzvah Shema, now this should be added into the Mishnah. What about a warehouse where you store your wine or you store your oil? Is Nami Ein Tzorch Bedika. Also, that's not normal, you don't put chametz there the whole year, you don't have to check it out. So then the Mishnah is, Uvameh Omru, Shtei Shuras B'Mativ. How come we know there's halacha that you do have to check out the warehouse and you have to check out two rows in the warehouse? The teretz is mokim shemachnisim by chametz of a mistapik. That there is a case that you are machnis, you do bring chametz into the warehouse of wine. And where is the case of a mistapik? That means this is a warehouse that when the jug of wine on the table gets empty, you have it filled up from where? From this warehouse. There's not a warehouse far away that you have like from there you take to a middle place and the middle place to the house. No. When the house, when you need on the table extra wine, you go straight to that warehouse. So then in such a case, we're afraid that while you're eating, you realize you need more wine, and you go with the bread in your hand. That's why you have to make a berikah. So that's how Mishnah explains, that even though usually your warehouse of wine, you don't have to check out, but if it's a warehouse that in the middle of a meal, sometimes you go to that warehouse to fill up your barrel of wine, then it's possible you took chametz there, you have to check it out. Right, the Mishnah then says, Beishama yomrim shtei shurois. The Shami says a loshin, Bei Shurois al Pnei Kol HaMartif. You have to check out two rows. Which two rows of the warehouse? Al Pnei Kol HaMartif. What does that mean? Omer Rav Yehuda, Shtei Shurois Shomru, that the Mishnah says according to Veshamai, two rows you have to check out, it means Min Oretz V'yad Shmei Koyram. From the ground until the ceiling. That's what you have to check out. Now normally, let's say a case where you have a wide warehouse, and you have 100 barrels on the ground itself. The Kamamish put 10 rows this way and 10 rows across. The front, the bottom row is 100. Then you pick up another one, another 100, 2, 3, 4, till the ceiling are 10. So nice, you have 1,000 barrels in this warehouse. Now we're saying now when you come in, the first row that you see, you have to check it out from the floor until the ceiling. So really that whole front row would be 100 barrels. That's what you first come in, you see 100 barrels there. So you have to check out those 100 barrels from the floor until the ceiling. Now, Rav Yechonon Omar, Shuras Achas, so the Mishnah says two Shuras. So what does two mean? It means the first two rows. In other words, first 200 barrels, you have to check out. The first two rows, that's what you have to check out. Rav Yechonon Omar, no. Shuras Achas, really like one row, but Kemin Goyim, like an L shape. In other words, what you have to check out is like this. When you walk in, the first row, the first 100, and then the top row going straight across, the top 100. There's both some ways that you have to check out 200 barrels. Now the first sheet there is, it's the first row, and then the next row right behind it. The second sheet there is, no, the two rows is the first row going straight up, and the second row is the top row going straight down. So in other words, you check out like an L, like those are the two outer sides of this warehouse. It's the first row, the 100 that you see packed up, and then the top 100 going straight across, those are the two rows you have to check out. Tanya Kabbalah Rabbi Yehuda and Tanya Kabbalah Rabbi Yechon. You have a right according to both of them. Tanya Kabbalah Rabbi Yehuda. That what is the first two rows? They shama yomrim shtei shuras apnei kol amartif. Ushtei shuras shamru. What are these two rows? Minoras viat shmei koyrim. From the ground until the ceiling. So you see, it's two rows, one in front, one in the back of the other one. Tanya Kabbalah Rabbi Yechon. What are the two rows you have to check out? Shtei shurois apnei kol amartif. What does that mean? Chitzoina, the outside one, is royes apesach. That's the one that sees the door. In other words, as soon as you open up your warehouse, when you first look at these barrels, it's that front row of 100 barrels that you have to check out. The elyoina. And then you also have to check out the top row. Royes akoira. The top row that sees the ceiling. In other words, the top 100 barrels that are right under the ceiling. What's in back of it or what's underneath it, you don't have to check these out. That's Rabbi Yechonon Shita. So the two pshatim in Beis Shammai. What are these 200 barrels you have to check out? Is it the front and the next row, or the first row and the row on top? Beis Hillel Omer in the Mishnah says shtei shurois. No, not two complete rows, just two rows. Hachitzoinois, the outside ones. Shein hel yoinis, that are the top ones. Now, as Pasha Geret was saying, now when you come in, you have this warehouse of 10 barrels stacked up, and the 10 barrels straight across, and the 10 barrels deep, so there's 1,000 barrels here. So now you have to go to the top row, that's the top 10 barrels straight across, and the one right underneath it, the next 10 barrels straight across. Those are what you have to check according to Beis Hillel. Hey, yeah, the Amarav El Yoina, it means the top one as soon as you come in, and the next row right underneath it. So the top 10 barrels straight across, and then the next 10 barrels straight across, right underneath it. Those are the two barrels you have, the two rows you have to check according to Beis Hillel. Ushmul Amano El Yoina, you have to check the top row, that when you come in all the way on top, the top row going straight across, those 10 barrels straight across, the Shalafnim Emenu, you know which second row, not the one underneath it, but the one further in. There is both rows are like the top ones under the ceiling. The first row under the ceiling, and then the one further in, the next row under the ceiling. Those are the two rows you have to check according to Beis Hillel. Now, the more my timer, what's the reason? My timer, the Rav, what's Rav's time that one underneath the other? Valdaik chitzainis. His medai is the outer ones. Mashmu, these 20 barrels are facing the outer side of the warehouse. So that means the top 10 and the one right underneath it, the next 10. Those are called chitzainis, the outside ones. For the Gemara, I will yoinis katani, but it says the two top ones. So the Chura, the bottom one you're saying now is underneath it. That's not the top one anymore. That's underneath the top one. And for the Gemara, lemuti titoi titoi. It just means not from the bottom rows. It means on the top two rows. Like a true. The first row is mamish right under the ceiling, and the second row is right underneath that. Why is it called el yoinis, the top ones? Because it's on top of all the bottom ones. Ushmo lamano el yoinoi. It means the top row, and what's the next 10 barrels? The next one on top of the ceiling, the 10 ones inside it. Like this is the hole, like on the top, right under the ceiling, you have 100 barrels there. So when you see the first row of 10 barrels, and then the next one inside it, those top 10 barrels. That's what Shmuel holds. So in my time, what Shmuel Slurim? Dayek El Yoinus. Because the Mishnah says, according to Beis Hillel, it's the two top rows. So both rows have to be on top. I fit the Gemara b'chitzoni katoni, but it says the outer ones. So mishplein with the first top one that you see as soon as you come into the warehouse. But the one behind that is not called chitzoni. It's not called the outside one. And the Gemara lemutei kiviyaisa de kiviyaisa. It just means afuki, not all the way the inside ones. In other words, the first two outside ones, even though the second one is behind the first one, but it's called the outside ones nageya to the rest of them that are inside. Rabbi Siya Tani Kavosid Rav. V'kula Tanoi Tani Kavosid Shmuel. V'hilchosa Kavosid Shmuel. And the locher is like Shmuel. That Shmuel says what? Elyoina v'shalefnim hemenum. He says it's the top row, and then the next top row inside it. Not the row underneath it, but the row further inside it. Those are the first two rows that when the shamish comes to take out the wine to fill up and will have bread in his hand, he'll only touch those top two rows. He won't go anyplace else, so only those two rows is called mekaymos, that is shchiach v'chametz to be there. So the Mishnah. Ein choshishin, you don't have to be afraid, shema gira rachuda, that maybe after you finish checking one room, and you make sure in this room there's no more chametz, you don't have to be afraid a chulda weasel is going to come from the next room and take chametz from the next room, and as soon as you leave this room, bring it back in here. So then you'll never be mekani, mitzvah sebrika. Because as soon as you guys finish checking this room, you should be afraid the weasel is going to come right back in again with chametz. So that's what you don't have to be afraid of. Heis ein chesh, you don't have to be afraid of, shema gira chulda, maybe the weasel came and slept in, dragged in some chametz, mi bias la bias, from one house to another house. Umimokum lamokum. Don't have to be afraid from one place and now to another place and else. The yim came, because if you're going to be afraid like that, now this really could be taken care of. If we'll be afraid in your house that when you check one room, maybe the weasel's in the other room and he has the chametz in his mouth, and as soon as you come out, he'll come back into this room. So that you could get away with by, let's say you have five rooms in your house. So you'll have five people in the house checking all the five rooms at the same time. So if you check in all five rooms at the same time, then you catch the weasel. You're not going to be afraid then the weasel's going to move from one room to another room. Because at the exact same time, you have five people checking every room in the house. So maybe that's what you have to do. Maybe when you check your house, your mamash have to check every spot at the same time. You have to have five people in five rooms. But the Mishnah says it's not mistavra though. Why? The imkeim, mechotzer lechotzer. What are you going to do? True, you'll have five people checking out your house. But when you get finished checking out your house, the weasel will come from the next guy, neighbor, from the neighbor's house, for the next chotzer, with their chometz, and bring it into your house. So you can't tell me that everybody in the neighborhood has to check the chometz the exact same second to make sure no weasel is walking around with chometz and taking, like, you have to say that everybody's doing the same second. If everybody does it the same second, then it'll be good. Because the same second, everybody takes all the chometz away. So the weasel has no chometz to take. But once poshut is, one guy does it at 7 o'clock, one guy does it 10 after 7, one guy does it 7:15. So we should be afraid that when the first guy did 7 o'clock, when he got finished, the guy that's doing his first start at 7:30, didn't even start yet, so there's chometz there, so the weasel will take his chometz and bring it back into your house. So if you're afraid, b'dika will never take place, will never be good. Uvaita, or may yearly year. And you should be afraid then. Even if you tell me all the people in your city, everybody has a clock, they're going to make the b'dika punk 7 o'clock at night, but what are you going to do about the next city? Maybe the weasel will travel and take the chometz from the next city into our city. So therefore, the klal is ein l'dav v'soif. If you're going to be afraid that maybe a weasel, after you finish making a b'dika, is going to come in with new chometz, it's ein l'dav v'soif. There'll never be an end to it. So it's not mistavra, we're not afraid of that. Nevada Rabbanan said, you go make a b'dika, and you don't have to be afraid, maybe after you guys finished, a weasel will come in with chametz, and that you have to make another b'dika. No, we're not afraid of that. Because if you were afraid, there'll be no end. So since there is a din, the rabbanon are called upon to make a b'dika, perhaps you don't have to do more than just check your house once. So that's the Gemara. Taima, what's the time of the Mishnah? The leichazina, the shokum. Because we did not see the weasel come in the house with chametz. So if you check out your house, the Mishnah said you do not have to be afraid that maybe a weasel will come in. His kolzaman, we don't see him, we're not afraid he'll come in. But it's a diyik, hochazino deshokol, let's say we see a weasel walking through your front door, and in his mouth he has chametz. You see clearly the weasel's coming into your house with chametz. Then avada chashinam. Then it's master for the Mishnah, you do have to be choshed that he has the chametz in your house, uboy yibadika, and you'll have to make another bedika in your house. And the Mishnah just says, "Ein choshish in shema." We're not afraid. Maybe he'll come schlepping in chametz into your house. But mashmi, if you know vada, you see the weasel at the front door coming in with chametz in his mouth, and you can't throw him out. But he jumped in. You'll have to check out your house. That's the mashmois from the Mishnah. For the Gemara of Amai, why should that be? Why should you have the chiv to make another bedika? Nemo, why don't we say achaltia? We should say pshita 100%. The weasel ate the chametz. If the weasel came into your house, Erev Pesach by night, with chametz in his mouth, pshita, wherever he went, he ate it up. Why should we have to say you have to make another bedikah? Pshita, we should say he ate it up. What's the raya? So the marmila tana, didn't we learn the Mishnah in Oilis that medura is hakim? Meduras means the neighborhoods or rooms that a goy live in. Like you own the house, and you rent out your house to a goy. You're letting a room to a goy live in your house. Now, the locker is timayim. The locker is when the goy leaves the house, you have to be afraid that house has a tomei mace inside it. So Rashi says, why the Mishnah is? Rashi says, milo tinan, b'mesech loyelis, meduras oiv dikachovim, timayim if neisha koivrim, neflayim of a tayim. We have to be afraid that a goy there, his wife was mapel, had a miscarriage, and they leave the baby there in the house. They don't bury any place else. Right, so Damos in the houses also wasn't like us. The house used to be, the floor used to be a dirt floor. So you have to be afraid that in the floor gufa they made a hole and they put the nafel there. So you have to be afraid there's a mace buried in the house now. So you have a guy living in your house, when he leaves your house, you have to be afraid there's a mace, there's a baby buried there, and it's tummy. So Drashi Boakim Tunayim Bimisosim, Af Biyoil, Lirabonin. And even a guy when he dies, he has Tumas oil. Even if Shimon Shita is that no, a goy is not metamim. But if you touch it, mamish, or carry it, then even if Shimon is moidu, that a goy has tumah to it. That the yid carries a goy that's mace, or he touches a mace of a goy, he's tummy. Even according to Rav Shimon, there's only a ptur that a goy that's mace has no tumas oil on it. A guy is not called an odim. But I call upon him Tumas Magadar is. So that's Talocha. If you rent out your room to a guy, you should know when he moves out of the room, you have to be afraid there's a mace buried in the house. The Kama Yishoyim. Now, how long does the guy have to live there that you're afraid that they had a miscarriage? The mother via mother Tzorach Vadika, Aboyim Yoyim, at least 40 days. So the wife 40 days, the Rashi, Kedai Yitzirus of Lad. Because that's how long it takes her. When she gets pregnant, at least 40 days, she has to be pregnant for at least 40 days. Then if she's mapple, there's tumah to the vlad. Less than 40 days, that vlad is not called the vlad, it has no tumah to it. Right, so tomorrow, the Mishnah says, V'yafa fi shen lo isha. Even though you thought you rented the room to a bachelor, to a guy that's a bachelor, still you have to be afraid that he has the thrashing. V'fi shechoshinu al aznus. We're afraid he has nus with a lady. Even though he's not married, still, we have to be afraid he has a girlfriend there, and they had znus together, and she became pregnant. So if they lived there for 40 days, then you have to be afraid that maybe she had a miscarriage, and the baby is buried under the floor there. Tzorach v'dika. Now, but the Mishnah there says, v'chol mokem shechuldo, v'chaz yecholom l'halach, but any room, any place that a weasel could go through that room, or else a pig could walk through that room, is then tzorach v'dika. Then you don't have to check out that room anymore. Why? Because Priti, even if they had a miscarriage and they buried the baby there, the chulda eats it up. So you see, a chulda, when he finds food, he eats it up right away. There's no suffix, maybe it's still there. So that's our kasha now. Why in our Mishnah are we saying that a mashmi, if you would see the weasel come through your front door with chametz in his mouth, after you made the bdik in your house, you're going to have to check the house out again. Why? Let's say when he came in with chametz, but he zicha ate it up. Just like we're saying here, where the weasel would see that there's a nafil buried in the house, he would for sure eat it up. So, same thing, he'll eat up bread. And the Gemara knows, Omer Abzeru l'kashya. I'll tell you, there's no kashya here. Hoba boser, hoba lechem. I'll tell you, a weasel knows what's good. He only eats up the meat to eat up. But bread he doesn't care for so much. So if you see him coming in the house with the bread, you have to be afraid he didn't finish it up before Pesach, and you have to check out the house. So, Omer Abzeru l'mishayra. Buy meat that's good. He doesn't leave over. He'll eat up those things right away. But lechem is shayra. Mashenkin lechem, it's not so good. He'll eat up a little bit maybe, but he'll leave over some. So you have to be afraid that there'll be some chametz in your house at the beginning of Pesach. Therefore, if you see the weasel come in your house, even if you made the bedikah with chametz, you have to check the house out again. Omar Rava, Zit Rava. Hi, Mai. No, what kind of kasher is this? What are you making a daima? What does one have to do with the other? Hi, Mai. What's going on here? Bishleim Hossam, Bishleim over there by the guy that's living in your apartment, we say when he lives. That true, we're afraid maybe his wife or girlfriend had a miscarriage, and maybe the baby is buried there. So Istamazet's Tommy, you have to check out all the whole floor there. But we say, but if you have a chulda there, then you don't have to check it out. Because a chulda, weasel, or a pig, they'll for sure eat it up. But tomorrow, what's going on here? Bishleim Hossam, Eimer Heve, We don't know 100% that the guy had a girlfriend there and had a miscarriage. We don't know for sure. No, it could be yeah, could be no. The imtim slim heavy. Now we're only saying on the side that there was a miscarriage there. So then we say that's why if you have to check out the house, you shouldn't stop and walk in there. Maybe there's a baby buried there. But then we say Then we say good. But if a chulda is rogel to go there or a pig walks through there, then we say don't have to check out because it could be just maybe the chulda eats it up. But it's like a svek svekum. We don't know 100% the miscarriage took place altogether. So the fact to say there was no miscarriage altogether. And in Tim Slamer there was a miscarriage, then we'll say maybe the chulda ate it up. Aval hochon. But here we're talking about our dig for the Mishnah is tevadai de chazin and de shokum. Here our dig for the Mishnah was the Mishnah just says you don't have to be afraid that maybe a weasel came in the house with chametz in his mouth. If you make a bdika finish, you don't have to worry about a weasel. There's a diyak mashma though, but if you see the weasel coming through your front door with chametz in his mouth, then you do have to check out the house. So what's shver? Here that we see 100% of the chulda came in with the chametz, we're not saying the kind of suffix maybe he ate it up. True, it's only a suffix, maybe yes, but avada, maybe he didn't eat up the chametz. On the tzad that he did not eat up the chametz, you'll be over in Aveira on Pesach. That's why you have to make a bdika. In other words, you have no raya from there by the nafel to say that it's 100% that a chulda eats up the nafel. No. Maybe it's only a suffix if the chulda eats up the weasel or not. We have a suffix if he eats up his food or not. But why over there by the miscarriage, we don't know 100% there was a miscarriage there. We don't know. It's only a suffix. Maybe yes. So since it's only a suffix, a doubt, if it happened or not, then we have a right to be safe that Mistoma the chulda ate it up. But where we know 100% something took place, like here, we saw the chulda coming out with the chametz, we can't be samech, maybe the chulda ate it up. That's called a suffix. And the klal is, here that we for sure saw the weasel come in with the chametz, do we have a right to say, is it enough to say just that maybe he ate it up? The klal is, have a suffix of vaday. True, it's a suffix, maybe the chulda ate up the chametz, maybe he did not eat up the chametz. But it's a vaday. We know for sure chametz came into the room. And the klal is, v'ein suffix moitze midei vaday. Something that's a suffix, if it took place or not, cannot help us out when we know there's a vaday yisr. When we know there's a vaday yisr here, it only helps you out if you know vaday something happened. But just to say a suffix, in a suffix, maybe the chulda ate up the bread, but it's a tzad to say maybe he didn't eat it up. Now, since we saw him come into the house with the bread, we have to be afraid maybe the bread is still there, and you open Isidir Isa. So, rather than, you'll have to make a bdika. So, that's the dik for our Mishnah. And like the Mephoshim speak out, that Pasha is talking about here, Face speaks out one there, it says, that you did not make any bittul. So, now it's a shallow Pasha and Isidir Isa. On the tzad to say the chomet is in your Rishus, since you didn't make a bittul here, there'll be an Isidir Isa. So, by an Isidir Isa, the klal is, ain't suffered, moitzim medevade. His kolzaman, the weasel came in, it's like kamat vadi, going to be over in Yisrael Yiraisa now. You have chametz in your reshus. What do you want to say? No, maybe he ate it up. Maybe he ate it up is not enough. When you have a vadi, the cloud is, a suffix is not enough. Fred Gemara, is that true? Is this cloud true? The ain't suffix, moitzim medivadi. Is that true? That even though something happened for sure, you can't rely on a suffix, maybe. For her, Tanya, we learned like this. Chavish shemes. A chover means a chosh of a person, a tamachochim, that for sure takes care of his terrorists that grow in Eretz Yisrael, and for sure he took off Trumas and Meisers. But here the chover died today. V'niach megurel malaya peris. And he left over his warehouse, Rashi, his gurin, his silon, full of peris. V'afilu ain b'nei yoimin. Afilu we know that they first picked off these peris today. Or else they first brought the peris into the house today. So the chura would say, let's say they came into the house 10 o'clock, and this person was nifta 12 o'clock. So all he had was the last 2 hours of his life. How do we know he took off Trumas and Maisus? Maybe he didn't get around to do it or not. Still, the locher is, Harayim Becheskes Misukonim. They are, Becheskes means you have a right to take on, that they are fixed up, Misukonim. That means that this chavah, this person, took off Trumas and Maisus. That's what you have a right to say. Now the question is why? For Hocho Devadai Tzvili, Hani Peri. These Peris are talking about Peris that grew in Eretz Yisrael, and he brought it into his house. They had Rias Pnei Abayis. So the Mechoyiv now Midiraisam, it's also to eat them, unless you take off Trumas HaMaisus. So that there's a Vadai Issehim Midiraisam. That's what we're talking about. O Sofik Musharin, the Sofik Lay Musharin. You have a Sofik if it took off Meiser, or he didn't take off Meiser. We don't know for sure this Chava took off the Meiser or not.